Welcome to the Electrify News Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival coming to five major cities in 2022.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Electrify Expo Long Beach. I am Joe Boris, the host of the Electrify News Podcast, and we are recording live here today with Jason from Jackrabbit.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
This is such a great show. You know, we've got e-bikes, we've got snowmobiles, we've got electric cars, and then we've got your product, which looks surprisingly like an e-bike, but is not quite a bike.
We call it a micro e-bike. I mean, it looks like a bike, it rides like a bike, it's got bike parts. But as some people say, it's like when an e-bike and an e-scooter have a baby, you get the Jackrabbit.
It's a very cool thing. You know, yesterday we had Industry Day, which was a great event for everybody in the industry to kind of pick each other's brains and network with each other. And one of the things that we talked about there was how you get your product to be different and be seen differently from the rest of the market when so many bikes are basically e-bikes. It's one flavor or another of an e-bike. You almost have the opposite problem where your bike is actually a genuinely different type of experience, but you're making it feel and look more familiar.
That's right. We call it different by design, basically. And we set out to make something that fits some needs that we saw out there in the market. You know, we needed something more portable. We've all had full-size e-bikes. We've all ridden skateboards. We're all from Southern California. Grew up with this kind of culture, and we saw the need for a new type of product, and riding is believing on this thing. You know, it's definitely unique looking, but you got to give it a ride and check it out.
Yeah, and you actually have them here on display. You can have them in the demo area, yes?
I do. We have them in the demo area. Feel free to jump on a Jackrabbit. It's super stable, super easy to just kind of hop on and get going on it, yeah.
You know, one of the great things about this is we talk about people buying these as toys and people buying these as something to play on. And then there's also that second conversation of this replaces a car for a lot of people. This is their replacement to get to school, get to work, things like that. Now, even though yours is ultra compact, ultra lightweight, you do have about 10 miles of range.
Yeah, ours was, it is very, very fun, but it's a serious vehicle. It's a serious tool. It is designed for everything we're talking about here, all these micromobility needs. We are, in our mind, kind of the definition of truly mass market functional micromobility. We've done our research on the amount of distance people really need, and the vast majority of car trips are way under 5 miles, of course, under 10 miles. And we've designed it for these truly mid-mile. You know, it goes solid several miles, pops in a car, pops in a...
Yeah, you got to go buy milk at the corner store. You just hop on, go grab it.
Yep. We literally walk it into stores. You know, I mean, and since it's so small and maneuverable, it's more maneuverable than a shopping cart, right? You know, and so...
Right.
No, we've done our shopping with it in stores as well, so...
Yeah, that's a great thing to say because out here in Southern California, you don't necessarily have the public transit infrastructure, but in a city like Chicago, where I'm from, a city like New York, where we're going to be, you know, in 2 months, they do have a very well-developed public transportation system, and it's not always easy to take a big, you know, heavy cruiser-style e-bike on there, or even a longboard skateboard. But something like this, it's actually only like 7 inches wide when you fold it down, isn't it?
It's 7 inches wide. It's 24 pounds. I mean, that's just ridiculously light. You can lift it into an overhead on the Amtrak or Caltrain or any other, you know, type of public transportation. It's also able to fly commercially. You just put it in our travel bag and you check it. You know, I've flown to Chicago on it myself. So,
well, there is one of these in Chicago, at least. I've seen
it. Yeah, my daughter has one. If you're ever around Northwestern campus, and we got a bunch of other customers in Chicago. We have them all around the country now. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Now, a lot of people in this space, a lot of companies in this space started out as Indiegogo campaigns, crowdfunding campaigns. When you first appeared on my radar, it was as news coverage for that campaign.
Yeah.
And obviously that went well for you. You're delivering bikes now, customers have it, and you're now expanding into a retail space.
Yep, exactly. We started out very grassroots. We like to make products. We like to create things. And we like this community. It's a great community to work with, very can-do folks. And we started out that way. We now launched full D2C. We have great supply chain, and now we're establishing retail partners, San Diego, Austin, Miami, and elsewhere as well.
You know, that's something that's very interesting to me, because you talk about we have good supply chain, we have our supply chain issues more or less resolved. That supply chain problem has been affecting every industry in basically in this country. And you see it over and over again with like small components, with this one, you know, like Tesla right now is having problems. They can't get their connector. They can't deliver cars without it. You know, you have so many less components, so many fewer components might be the right way to say that.
That's right.
That you're just less vulnerable to that.
It's pretty wild, yeah. I mean, it's kind of shocked us, some of this journey that we've all been on the last couple years. We did design it with less components on purpose. It's super low maintenance. It's really easy to clean. There's no dirty chain on it, all those sorts of aspects. Right. We designed it with bike parts. We do have a custom proprietary parts on it. We make our own frame. This is all our design, made here, designed here in California. But we ultimately, ironically, the biggest part we had problems with were tires during COVID, you know. But anyway, we're through that.
But you have it's a 20-inch, more or less standard BMX
20
tire.
20-inch BMX tires, yes. Slightly larger rear tire. I mean, it's designed purposefully, that slightly wider rear tire, 2.5-inch for more cushioning under where all your weight is, and a 1.95-inch front tire. And it rides really smooth, and, you know, it's unique.
For people who haven't seen the Jackrabbit, if you're just getting here, you haven't heard of Jackrabbit, you haven't seen their Instagram or anything like that, we're talking about it like it's a bike, but that's because we don't have another word for it. It does not have any pedals. It does not have a leg shield like a Vespa or anything like that. It's certainly not a motorcycle. It really is kind of its own thing. And I look at it, and it's so simple and such a pure design, I immediately want to ruin it, right? Like, I want to put a suspension on it. I want to have a cushier seat, maybe a headlight or a brake light. Are you looking at putting those features into it?
Well, look, it's a very versatile platform. We really love our customers, and we love our customers to experiment and kind of become part of this whole kind of industry and modify it. Like, we've had some customers do some pretty wild mods on it, and there's going to be more of those. But we make it, we design it very, very minimalist. Kind of, we think of it like kind of like sushi, you know, like a very,
yes,
very few ingredients, but really refined, really solid. And we're going to keep it simple. But if you want to throw extra BMX handlebars on it or some front pedals on it, knock yourself out from our standpoint.
What a diplomatic way to say no.
Yeah. We're keeping it
no.
simple.
We're
we
not
will,
gonna
we
do
will
any
add,
of that.
We will, it's a good, refined, minimalist design. We'll tweak it in certain ways in the future. We'll add some smarts, but not gimmick smarts. Everything will have a purpose for that fun and that utility.
Right. Well, and everything's a trade-off, right? Like, if you want that, you know, class 3, comfortable, long and low, sort of pseudo Harley experience, there's a product out there for you. If
yeah.
you want that moon bike sort of, you know, tank-like experience, there's a product for you there.
Totally.
And I think that's one of the most interesting things about a festival like this, is you do get to see it's not just one type of product. We've got tractors here, we've got, you know, speedboats at other shows, and this is all happening here. So
we love them all. I mean, we love all these sorts of vehicles. You know, I mean, we've learned, just like you have a smartphone, you might have a smart watch as well. A lot of our customers have big, full-size, 60, 70-pound, massive range bikes, you know, and they also have a Jackrabbit.
And
right?
This is a second type of product. Now, yeah. We've talked about the lightweight. We've talked about the portability. We've got one of the Jackrabbits here. Just put it up on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes, like, no effort. Just
yeah.
leave
Let
it alive.
Let me turn this mic off. Just...
No, just leave it. I mean, that's something that, like, you can legitimately hold up. And for a lot of these bikes that do offer a lot of those extra features, those are 70, 80-pound bikes.
43, 44, 45.
So to have something like that that's a third of the weight is a really interesting alternative. I mean, you're almost talking about the same weight as, like, a kick scooter.
Yeah, and I mean, bringing these onto a boat or bringing these into an apartment, carrying these up flights of stairs, I mean, then we think that's important, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the getting to the point of riding, then the ride, and then the after ride, those are all important modes of your experience, kind of, right? So,
It's very cool. Well, I think that just experientially, I think it's going to be a different experience for a lot of people. That short wheelbase, that instant handling with the instant torque, I think people are really going to get a kick out of it. I'm so glad you're here with it. How can people follow along with you? How can people kind of support what you're doing, get a sense of the different custom bikes? How do they follow you and get to know more about you?
So you can find us on Instagram, at jackrabbit.bike, Facebook, same address as well, TikTok, same address as well. Our website is jackrabbit.bike. You can email us at info@jackrabbit.bike. We're based in San Diego. We got folks and happy riders all over the country, and we hook our customers up.
You know, and these really, are made here.
They're designed here. We assemble some parts here, but just like the rest of the folks around here.
Oh, sure.
Motors, batteries, Chinese. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, this was great stuff. Thank you for bringing it on the show. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, haven't tried it out, definitely check it out before you leave. It's a unique experience, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Joe, for having us, and great community. We're happy to be a part of it.
Thanks for listening to the Electrify News Podcast, brought to you by the Electrify Expo, coming to 5 major cities in 2022. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the latest in e-mobility news and updates.